Today's shiur is Masech Techulin Daf Memches. We will begin on Daf Memches and Aleph. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on the third line. Amar Rav Yosef ben Menuni, Amar Rav Nachman. The Gemara begins to discuss now a situation where the lung is attached to the walls of the animal, the ribs, or to the meat of the animal. And the question now will be, how do we look at this at this raya? Says the Mar Ein Chashin Law, we need not be concerned that there's a hole in this lung where it's attached to the and that there is a scab that's formed over that. When we see that, because and that's how it got attached, and because it has the lung, because it has that hole, of course, as we discussed extensively, that would make the animal treifa. But rather, we assume, he says, that it was the wall of the animal or the meat of the animal that had some sort of a wound, which, of course, would not make the animal treifa. And because it had that hole, it had that wound as it healed, that's how it got attached to the lung. And if that's the case, a hole in the meat, a hole in the wall of the animal would not make the animal a treifa. Helps at smachim, but if there are blisters around this area, so now it's much more of a concern. We have a raya with blisters. Since we have a raya with blisters, we have to be much more concerned. And chashin law, and we have to be concerned that there's a problem with this lung, and therefore the animal's treif. The Rashba explains that according to Rabbi Yosef ben Menuhin, we're assuming that the issue here is with the lung, is with the wall of the animal, with the meat of the animal, not with the lung itself. And he explains why. He says because unless we have clear evidence. Unless we have clear evidence that is the case, we don't necessarily immediately assume that there's a problem with the lung. And therefore, we have room to be lenient. Moreover, as he explains in the Mishmeres Habayis, he explains that the lungs are soft, and therefore, it's very possible for it to get itself attached to the doifim. The doifin is not soft, and therefore it's not likely for it to get attached. And therefore, we have to assume that it's the doifin that is the issue, it's not the raya that's the issue. As we said a moment ago, if it's the doifin that has the problem, that wouldn't be an issue. But says the Gemara, Ma'i Yehuda, and as I said, that the Rishonim also go on to explain that this halacha will apply even in a case where there's a sircha, there's a lesion coming out from the raya, because again, it doesn't make a difference because as we just explained, it's more likely to be from the raya. There's another approach to this Gemara, and that approach is based on the on Sfek Sfekim. He says that even if there's a sircha, it's not certain that sircha is a problem. We've been speaking about sirchas extensively in our shiurim, but sircha is only a sign that we have to look for something. Sircha doesn't represent that there's certainly a problem. Since sircha is not for sure, and it's also possible that it's coming out of the doifin, so we have two reasons to be lenient. Number one, we have a suffix. It's a suffix. We have a suffix. Is the sircha a problem? And even if the sircha is a problem, even if it's a problem, maybe the problem is emanating from the doifin, and therefore we could be lenient. However, says the Gemara, It doesn't make a difference if it has the blisters, which for sure we just learned, everybody would agree, we have to be concerned, or doesn't have blisters, we always have to be concerned, what does this represent? There's an interesting discussion, the Rambam quoting the Ravid. This Gemara is speaking about a Reya and a Doifin. The question is that, what about different situations where organs of the body attach themselves to each other? Do we always take the same machloikis? Or, as we just finished explaining, there's a special reason to be lenient by the Reya, because we have many reasons, as the Gemara we just finished explaining, why to assume that the problem emanated from the doifin. But in other places of the body, where we don't have those reasons to be lenient, there halach will be that we have to be strict and assume that the organ is the one that's diseased, the organ is the one that has the hole, and we won't have room for lenient. So says the Marhechi Avdinan, if we say, of course, as the halach always tells us, that if we have a way of determining what the situation is, so the halacha tells us that that's what we should do. So Gemara says, how do we make an examination to see if there's a hole in the reya and that's why the reya is attached, or is it a different reason? Says the Gemara, Amar Ravin, Ravin Bashva Asberli, Ravin Bashva explained to me, my sinas akinan de cholish pume, we bring a knife that has that's very sharp, and we detach the reya from the doifin, and we examine that place. If we discover that there's a problem in the doifin, then we know that the problem emanated from the doifin, and we have reason to be lenient. Viloy, if there's no, after examining the doifin, we don't see any problem, so it's obvious that machmas reyahi, that the problem came from the reya or treifa, and therefore the animals are treifa. V'avgav deloy mafka zika. And says the Gemara, as we've been discussing, that when we have a concern that there's a hole in the reya, so the Gemara explained many times in the previous year that what we do is we do this examination to see if there's any air escaping from the reya. And if there's air escaping from the reya, it's an indication that this reya is diseased. Here, even though if we did that examination, the reya comes out without any holes, it wouldn't make a difference. So, in Agama, we're learning that when we have the reya touching the doifin, and we have to be concerned that this is a diseased reya, and the tzmachim, the blisters on the reya, are a raya that's a problem. Says the Gemara, Rav Nechemya, Barev Dev Yosef, Rav Nechemya B'nei Dev Yosef, Badakul Hu, said that he did examine it, B'pshure, with lukewarm water. As we've learned that in many different situations, that besides checking the situation, he also inflated the reya and put it into lukewarm water to see what its status is. Only mazut bereid rav huna bereid rav papa l'ravina. Hadam nechem bereid rav Yosef. This that you're telling me that Rav Nechemya used to examine the reya in lukewarm water. Atan ahamas nisnoi. You taught this regarding the case that we're learning in our shiur today about a reya that's attached to the doifin. However, anon adaravam mislinala. We learned this regarding the situation that Rava describes. Dona Rava, Hani Tati Una Dereya, two lobes of Dereya, the Sricha La Dodi, that are attached to each other. There's a Sircha connecting these two Unais, Les Lubidikusa Lev Shirei. There's no way to check if it's kosher. We have to assume that it's a Trefa, because the Sircha that's here between these two Unais indicates that there's a hole, and that the sircha formed over that hole, and since there's a sircha over that hole, that's why there's no way to make this, that there's no way that this animal would be kosher. But this says the Gemara, Rav Nechemya, Bereid Rav Yosef Badaklev Pshurei, that he did check it by putting it into lukewarm water. Maskel Rashi Haimai. What does the mean? How do we understand it? Bishlam Mahacha, when we speak about the Reya that's attached to the Doifin, Talinan B'Doifin. So if there's no hole in the Reya, we're going to say that the hole must be in the Doifin, and therefore we could be lenient. Ukshera. Aval Hassan, says the Gemara, when we have these two unas of the ray itself, the two lobes of the lung itself, how would doing this examination, this lukewarm water examination, help? The fact that there's a sircha there is clearly indication that there was a hole, and the sircha is the scab that formed over the hole. And if the sircha is the scab that formed over the hole, a high knock of trefa. If this una has a hole, it's a trefa. If a high knock of trefa, or if this una has a hole, it's a trefa. So then it must be treif, and there's nothing to check and nothing to talk about anymore. Ask the Gemara, or miyamar Rav Nachman Hachi. Ask the Gemara, did Rav Nachman indeed say that when the Reya is attached to the doifin, as we discussed a few moments ago, and there are tzmachim, that there are blisters there, that it's certainly a treifa. V'amar Rav Yosef ben Yuni, Amar Rav Nachman, Reya shenikva, if you have a Reya that got a hole, the doifin sas masah, and the wall of the animal's body closes up that hole, kshera. So we see from here that even if we know for sure that the Reya has a hole, it doesn't make a difference if the doifin covers it up. And so certainly, what's the question? Answers the Gemara like Kasha. The case that Rav said that it's always kosher, Hosom b'makom revisa. It's in the place where the ray is always attached to the doifin. So over there, even if there's a hole in the raya, since this part, this raya, this place, the spot, is the place where the ray is supposed to be connected to the animal. So that's why the wall of the animal is considered a legitimate covering of that hole. Hachab, but when Rav Nachman in our Gemara says that if the raya has blisters, that even though it's attached to the wall, we need to be concerned about a diseased raya. Here, it's shloi b'makom risa. It's not in the place where it's normally attached. And since it's not in the place where it's normally attached, that's why we have to be machmer, and we have to be machmer. Says the Mara, or we have to be able to definitively determine that it's the doifin that has the wall. Ask them of a hecher revisa. What is it meant when we say that this is the place where the ray is always attached versus the place where it's not attached? Says the Gemara, Chituche de Unai, where the Reya has, where the, as we've been learning often, that the Reya has lobes, Unais, and that's where the place where the Unais start forming, that's the place where it's attached to the wall. And therefore, the Gemara is saying that if it's attached there, even if it's going to be a Reya that has a hole in it, the Doifin covers up that hole, and if the doifin covers up the hole, we need not be concerned. The Drisha speaks about the minig in his time, where they used to put some saliva on a place that there was a sircha, and then they would blow up the lung, and they would see if that spot bubbles. Now he asks that from our Gemara, it seems that when we want to do this test of checking the Reya by using Pashrim, we have to put the entire Reya into the Pashrim, not just the spat. And moreover, he says that the Rant says that how does the examination of putting the Reya into the Pashrim work? He explains the way that examination works is that by putting the entire Reya in the in that lukewarm water, if there's a hole, it'll cause that the hole to expand. But that wouldn't happen if you're just putting it on top of the spot where you have a sircha. Says the Taz, however, that we have discussed in our previous shiurim that if there's a sircha on an animal, then for sure we have to be machmer. The only thing that we could do is see if it's a sircha that comes off easily. And if it's a sircha that comes off easily, then it's called a rear. So the halacha is, says the Taz, if it was able to come off easily and it's a rear, it doesn't really need any bedika. So since it doesn't need any bedika in those cases, so just putting the saliva on that spot is adequate. Because if we're going to just say that there's a sircha here, then the halacha will be that we don't rely, in a case where there's a full-fledged sircha, on doing this examination with putting it into lukewarm water, which is very similar to what we just learned in our Gemara. The only time the Gemara has been lenient is in a case where we're talking about where we have the reya attached to the daifin. So since the reya is attached to the daifin, and particularly as we learned now, it's the revisa, it's the place where it's meant to be attached, so therefore we already have reason to be lenient. Since we already have reason to be lenient, that's why we're lenient. But in a place where we don't have that as a consideration, then the halacha is that we can't be lenient. Says the Gemara Gufa, Amar Rav Yosef ben Yuni, Amar Rav Nachman, Reya Shenikva, if a Reya has a hole, V'doifin, so Smasai, and the wall of the animal is what covers it up, the halacha is Sheira. Amar Ravina, Menai Ravina adds, that has to be B'Savach V'Bisra, that it's well attached to the meat. So it's enmeshed in the meat. So therefore, we assume that whatever problem here is from the doifin. Amalei Rav Yosef Ravina, Vilei Savach, and if you don't have that situation, Mai, what are you going to say that's Trefa? Al-Mamrinan, because what will we say? Nekuvahi, that the Reya has a hole. So ask the Gemara if there's still a concern that the Reya has a hole. Yachki Savach Nami, even if it's enmeshed in the meat, then the halacha should be, if the reya has a hole, that it's treif. V'tanya, because have we not learned about a krush shivcha? A krush shivcha is a person who's unable to have children. He doesn't ejaculate in a normal way. That the Torah says, l'yavab tzu'udak of a krush shivcha b'kal Hashem, he may not get married. And the halacha is, nikev, that if there's a hole in the testicles, he can't get married. He doesn't ejaculate in a normal way. However, nistam, if that hole is closed, kashim, he'll be able to have children. And this is a very interesting situation where a person, Rahman al Tzlan, could have this problem, but then he could unfortunately have this hole that makes it into an issue, and afterwards he becomes better. How does he become better afterwards? Because it gets closed up. So this is a case where it was a problem and it got resolved. What is lamute mai? Lav lamute kai gavna. Isn't this coming to teach us that if there's a hole in the reya, nothing could make that animal kosher? Says no. Lamuti krum sha'olamakmas makabareya deina krum. What's coming to teach us is a halacha that we've discussed in previous shurim, that a scab that forms over a puncture is not considered that the hole closed up. Maskavra ukva chuma ilu inka badoifal hada. What would happen if the reya got attached to the wall of the animal where there was a hole? Trefa. Then the animal will be considered a trefa. The doifin can't help it. So if that's the case, listening to kuvas doifin, so the halacha should be that where the reya is next to such a hole, it's trefa. Why is it mentioned as one of those holes? Because we're saying now that whatever there's a hole, we attribute it to the reya. Well, Tameich asked the Gemara, Hadam Rav Yitzchak Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, Marishin Nikva. if the gallbladder got closed up, got a hole, got punctured. The covetous muscle and the liver is what closes it up. Ksheira. So now let's ask. Ilu inka covered lahadol. If the liver got a hole, mai, what's the halacha? That's trefa. So listen, so why shouldn't the Mishnah teach us in the kubas havei covered that when it has a hole and it's right next to the nekev, it's right next to the mara, that it's trefa because it got this hole. Ella, says the Gemara, ki nikva delam minam mitrefa. What is the Mishnah speaking about? The Mishnah and the Braisa speak about the actual organ getting a hole, not what it's attached to getting a hole. Hachanami, kivin delav minei mitrefa. It's not the lung that got the hole. That's why, like Tony, it's not included in the list. Says the Gemara, baminei rabba babachana mishmul. Helsa tzumachim, we spoke earlier that if the reya has blisters, mau, what's the locha? Amalei, and here Shmuel says to Rabbi Balchana, Shera, that animal's kosher. Amali, Afani Oimakain, that I say the same. El Shetamidim, Miznamzim, Dover. The Tamidim are not really comfortable. Dabrav Masna, Malia Mugla, if the ray is full of pus, Trefa. If it's Mayim Zakim, if it's full of clear water, it's Kshera. So you see, Amali, Hahi, that didn't have Ramasna Bekuyatma. The halach was said regarding the kidneys. But the reya, even if it's full of pus, is not necessarily treif. And says the Gemara, Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef kava also basrei de Rav Yirmiyah b'shukah de tapchi. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef was following Rav Yirmiyah in the shukah de tapchi. The shukah de tapchi means the place to the place where they had the meat market. Chazun al-Hanach, the Kaimat Samchi Tzamchi. He saw lungs that were sold that had blisters. Amalei Leboi Mar Umtso. And Rav Yirmiyah said to him, maybe you need meat. What he wanted to see was, will he buy this meat? And if he'll buy this meat, it's right that the meat is kosher. Amalei, so Rav Yirmiyah said to Yitzchak Ben Yosef, Lesle Priti, I don't have any money to pay for the meat. So he said, and like that, I don't have, he'll avoid needed to answer. Amalei, to which he said to him, Rav Yitzchak Ben Yosef said to Rav Yirmiyah, Akfun, I'll lend you, Akfun and I'll arrange that you could buy the meat on credit. Amalei, so Rav Yirmiyah said to Rav Yitzchak Ben Yosef, Ma Avidlach, what should I do here? I see that I can't, I'm trying to avoid you, but not being successful. And he explains, when they had a shaila about a raya that has tzmachim blisters, and they would ask the question to Rabbi Yochanan, b'shadu lel kamei to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. He would send that shaila to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. The mayor be mishmeid Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon Latera, he would be mekel. However, leilai sfirulei, Rabbi Yochanan himself did not say that it was Osir, and therefore, since he never heard explicitly from his Rebbe that this ray is Osir, but he never heard that it's Mutter, and he was concerned that it's not kosher, he used to send this question to somebody else. So, the Miri from this Gemara says that if a Rav is asked to Paskin a Shaila, which she holds is Osir, But other Rabbanim hold as Mutter. Most Rabbanim hold as Mutter. The Rav is allowed to avoid paskening on this matter, and he could send the question to somebody else. Moreover, says the Miri, that the Rav in such a case doesn't even have to send them to another Rav. What he could say is that I'm not ready to be lenient, but I could tell you that according to this other Rav, there's room for leniency. So now the question is, why, when Rav Yirmiyah didn't want to answer, so why didn't he just send the Shaila to, why didn't he just send Rav Yitzchak to those Rabbanim who were lenient? Moreover, according to the Meiri, that the Meiri says that even though you're not ready to be lenient, you know that there are Rabbanim who are lenient, you could just say that Rav is lenient. Why didn't he do that? Says the Meiri, that if somebody accepts upon himself a chumrah that most rabbanim are mekel, and he is machmer, he should practice his chumrah inconspicuously. And therefore, what happened here was he wanted to avoid discussing this issue altogether. Why did he want to avoid discussing this issue altogether? Because as he would speak about this issue, it would become clear that he himself is being machmer. And because he didn't want to advertise that he himself is being machmer, so what he did was he kept it very quiet. I saw that the Sefer Chashukei Chemed, our Gemara, differentiated between the lung and the kidneys. And he says, the Gemara said that by a lung, that by kidneys that have pus in them, we have to be concerned. By a raya that has pus in it, we need not be concerned. And he asks, why is there a difference between the lungs and the kidneys? And he explains that the purpose of the lungs is to filter the liquid that goes through the body. And therefore, if we see that the kidney has pus, so it's a diseased kidney that isn't able to function properly, that's why it's trefa. The rea is not there to filter anything. The rea is just there to help pulmonary, and therefore the type of liquid that's coming out of that rea will not be relevant. So here our Gemara taught us that when Rimir did not want to answer, and he told him, what I'll do is I'll lend you money, I'll get you credit, and by getting you credit, that's the way you'll be able to, we'll see if you eat the meat. So of course, many asked that the Gemara in Masechet Yuma, that Pei Vav Amar Aleph says, Hechi Domi Chil Hashem, how do we describe, says the Gemara, Achil Hashem? And the Gemara says, Omarav, Kigarana, Ishakilna Bisr Mitapcha, if I'll take meat from the butcher, and I don't pay immediately. That means if I take it on credit, that is considered a Chil Hashem. So now we have a very big question. How could he have suggested that a human should buy the meat on credit? So Rav Tzadik answers that it depends if you buy meat from a butcher that you're always buying, that is the halacha that it's considered a chil hashem if you're buying credit. But if this is a place that you're always shopping, that's not called a chil hashem if you buy on credit. And he says that's how to understand this Gemara. What happened here was Rabbi Yitzchak asked Rabbi Yirmiyah the question. Rabbi Yirmiyah evaded the question by saying, I don't have money to buy. And Rabbi Yitzchak said, Ak farani. He said, I will be the one to get you credit. Why was he the one volunteering to get the credit? The answer is because Rabbi Yirmiyah would never be able to buy, as a Talmud Chacham, would not buy a credit here. Because the Talmud Chacham doesn't buy on credit. We're in a place that he doesn't always shop in. But Rabbi Yitzchak said, this is a place where I always paskin, where I live. And therefore, if I live here, therefore I could get credit even though I'm a Talmud Chacham. That's one approach that I saw. Another approach that I saw two other approaches. Rabbeinu Gershom explains that the reason it wasn't a problem to get it on credit was for him to get on credit because Rabbi Yitzchak said, I'll be a guarantor. What's the reason that Talmud Chacham should not buy a credit? The reason that Talmud Chacham should not buy a credit is because there's a concern that the person is giving him credit, really doesn't want to extend credit to him. He's not sure he's going to pay back. Here he said, I'm going to be a guarantor so the shopkeeper, the butcher, doesn't have to worry. Another pshat that I saw is that Rabbi Yirmiyah didn't want to take the meat on credit because then he would feel beholden to the butcher and therefore he would say the meat is kosher, even though it's not kosher. Here, what happened was, the Reb Yitzchak said, you don't need to feel beholden to the butcher, because akfan ani, I'll be the one to take the responsibility, and since I'm going to be the one to take the responsibility, therefore the halach is that you don't have to be concerned that you're going to answer this question maybe in a way that isn't honest. You have nothing to worry about, because no, the butcher's not going to feel, you have no reason to feel beholden to this butcher. Says the Gemara, Amarava, Kimasagnin and Basrei to Rav Nachman Beshukah. When I would walk behind Rav Nachman Beshukah, the Gadoi, in the place where they used to work with leather, Vamalei Beshukah the Rabbanon, and some say that this place took place in Shukah the Rabbanon. So I saw the Mefarshim explain what is the definition of the Shukah the Rabbanon. Some explain that that was the place, simple, that was a place that was frequented by Talmid Chachamim. Others explain that there was a special market. There was a special market that where the Talmid Chachamim had their shops. And what I think that means to say is that since they had the special market where the Talmid Chachamim would sell their items, that was a place that people would prefer to go shopping because they wanted to support the Talmid Chachamim. That's why it was the Shukah de Rabbanan, and people would go shopping there first, and only after everything that was sold in those stores of the Talmid Chachamim was sold out, then they would go shopping elsewhere. Another pshat that I saw, interesting pshat, is that this was a place that they were very careful with tznius issues. The Talmid Chachamim were most concerned that where they shop, there should be no issue of tznius, and because they were concerned that there should be no issue of tznius, this was a place, maybe they didn't have all the stores that they normally would have, but there was a tznius, it was a place of tznius. And I saw Hanach Dekai Mikande Kande, have a Hanach Dekai Mikande Kande, there were reyes that had very big blisters on them, and he didn't say anything to the butchers about selling such reya. Says the Gemara of Ami, Rav Asi Abachalka b'Shukah Tveria. They were walking in the Shukah of Tveria, in the marketplace of Tveria. Chazah Hanach, and they saw these lungs, the Kaimri Tinri Tiniri, that they had very big blisters on them. They were very hard. V'lamer Laimidi, and they didn't say anything. So the definition of candy, I saw Machlokes Rishonim, that Rashi explains that they were hard, they were heavy reyes. Others explain that they were very big reyes. That, and I also saw that there's two different things. That one is candy, and one candy means that they're hard, and tinri means that they're big. And trying to say whether the issue was that they were hard or whether the issue was that they were big, they were used. Itmar, machachinimtsis bereya. Says the Gemara, if a needle is found in the reya, but there's no puncture in that reya, there's no visible hole in the reya, and when we blow it up, there's no indication of a hole. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina, Machshiri, they say that this animal is fine. Rav Shim ben Lokish, Ramani Bapatish, Rav Shim ben Eliyakim, Tarfi, they hold that this animal is treif. Suggest the Gemara, Lema Kabal Kanifki, that what is the machloikus here? That we have this pin that goes through the reya. The Masover, the opinion that holds that the animal's trefa, chsorim b'fnim shmei chsorim. If we have this needle in the flesh of the reya, that means that it has a hole. Or Masover and the other mandomim who hold that it's kosher, hold that just because there's a needle in the flesh of the reya, lo shmei chsorim, it's not considered like a punctured reya. Says the Merloi, that's not necessarily the way to explain this machlokes. The Kulama chesaron b'vifnem lo yishmeh chesaron. If there's only a puncture in the meat of the reya, that would make the animal not kosher. Rather, what is the machlokes here? Masover, the opinion that holds that the reya is kosher, sepun nakevasoi. We have to assume that even though any outside food or material that enters the body usually goes through the veshit, usually goes through the esophagus. Here, this needle entered the body through the kana, through the trachea, and that's how it entered to the bronchi of the reya. And even though that's not usual, the halach is here, that's what we're going to say happened. And the reason we're going to assume that that's what happened here is because there's no hole in the veshit, in the esophagus. And the fact that there's no hole in the esophagus is an indication that this is what happened. Because if the needle would have come through the esophagus, there ought to be a hole in the esophagus. Omasava, and the mandom that holds that the reya is, that the animal's treif, we don't assume that it traveled through the kama. Rather, in the kuvin nakava asay, we said it went through the esophagus into the stomach, and from there it made a hole and continued traveling into the reya. And therefore, since it continued traveling through that system, we have to be concerned that it made a hole in different parts of the body. It says the Gemara, there was a needle that was found in a piece of the reya. I saw the comment of Rav Ami, and this question was brought to Rav Ami, Sava Lakshura. He wanted to say that it's kosher, and as we just learned, because he's going to assume that it traveled through the kana, even though that's unusual. Eisei, Rav Yirmiya, Vitema, Rav Zirika, the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis taught us, Harei Shenikva Shechasra is a treif for animal. And what is the definition? Chasra, Ilema, if we're going to explain Mimichutz, that it has a hole from the outside of the reya. So what's the difference between that and nikva? So what does it say both chasra and nikva? Ella, lav, that there's the needle, there's the hole mimifnim. And we see from here that a hole in the flesh of the reya is treifa. So isn't the shma mino that chasar mimifnim, shmei chasar? So how are you telling us that this reya is fine? Says the Gemara, Hadra Shadru L'Kamei. Then they sent the Shaila to Yitzchak Nafka, Sava L'Kshura, and he too wanted to say that this animal's kosher. Eser V'Yimei V'Yitamer Ezreika, that we learned in the Mishnah, Harei Shnikva Shechasra, Mai Chasra, Ilei M'Bechutz, again, the same question. If it's Nikva M'Bechutz, if it's missing from the outside, so Haina Nikva, it's the same as Nikva. Ella, it must be that's talking M'Bechnim. And again, suggests the Gemara, isn't this a raya, the chesor mimifnim shmei chesorin? Says the Gemara, third time, hadru shadru l'kamei to Rav Ami. They sent this question to Rav Ami, v'tarfa, and he said that the animal is indeed treif. Amalei, to which they said to him, for Rabbanim Machshiri, we had a list of Rabbanim who hold that this is kosher. Amalem, hein hechshiru, they who said that this ray that this animal is kosher, shi'odim me'ezetam hechshiru. They looked at the entire lung, and they saw that the lung was not a diseased lung, and that's why they assumed that the hole came through the kana. However, anan me'ezetam nachshir. How could we be lenient? Dilma, we don't have the whole lung in front of us. Dilma, you have a ray come on. If we would have the whole lung in front of us, we would see that indeed this lung has a hole. And because, as we learned earlier, since it's common that if there's a needle, it's more common that if there's a needle, the needle traveled through the veshit and through the stomach, through the intestines, that's where we should be machmer. So says the Gemara, let's understand what Rav Ami just said. Tamid Leisa, he said, the reason I have to take a strict approach is because I don't have the ray in front of me. Ha'isa, if I would have the ray in front of me, v'loy minkva, and I would see that it has no hole, I would say it's kshera. Ask the Gemara, Vamar Rav Nachman, didn't Rav Nachman teach us, Hai Simpuna de Reya de Inkev, if the Simpunim of a Reya have a hole, it's always Trefa. Answers the Gemara, Hahu, it's not speaking about that case, Hahu L'chaveritma. That means, if the hole is attached in a place where they start splitting off, so there's no meat in that spot, that's why we have to be machmer. Ask the Gemara, Vamar Rav Nachman, Hai Hadura, the Kanta, the fat that's found on the stomach. Think of Lahad Chaveroi, that it has a hole next to the meat that's next to it. Megan Allah, one protects it, and it means that the hole will not make it a trefa. So therefore, the halacha is, in this case also, even if it has a hole in the simpan, the meat there should cover it up. On Rav Ashi, to which Rav Ashi said, trefas kamadam la'adadi, you're trying to compare the halacha of different trefas. Ein oimra b'trefas zu doimu zu. He establishes that when we speak about halachas trefa, we don't say, if this is the halacha in one case, it must be the case in another case. Sharei, as we see, choytcha mikan, if we cut the leg of the animal by the tzumas agidin, where all the tendons come together, umesa, even though the bone, that it'll die. Choytcha mikan, and another cut, even in a place, in a different spot on the leg, ikshera. Because every animal, there are different things that are problematic, and there are different things that are not that problematic, and we can't compare one case to the other. Says the Gemara, Hahu machta tishtaka besimpona rabba dereya. There was a needle found in the main bronchi of the lung. Asul kamei de rabbanon trefui. They brought this question to rabbanon, who hold that we've been learning through our shiur today, that a needle found in dereya is treif. But they didn't want to pass on the shayla that it's kosher or not kosher. They didn't want to say it's kosher. Kishmatzayu, as they've been teaching us in our shiur today, that a hole doesn't indicate that the hole is an indication that in the reya, a needle found in the reya is an indication that it's treif. However, Kiven the Sapoina Rabbi Ishtakach, since it was found in this simpan, Amos Sapoy Nakavisai. Maybe the fact that it came to the simpan, which the simpan are connected to the kana. So, as we've been saying, the reason that they have not been prepared to be lenient is because they don't want to accept that the needle came into the body through the kana, that the needle came into the body through the trachea. But here, there's stronger reason to assume that it entered the body through the trachea. Because the simpan is attached to the kana. If the simpan is attached to the kana, there's every reason to believe that it came through the kana. And therefore, even though normally they're not ready to attribute that that's what happened, here there's more reason to attribute that that's what's happened. And therefore, they didn't take their typical approach of being machmer, but they weren't ready to be lenient, and they just didn't answer the shaila.